This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can become part of the team. That's right. A few bucks every month will make you part of the team. You get some inside information. You get some stories, private messages from Joe just by becoming a Patreon member, or what I like to refer to as a PIP, one of my politically incorrect posse members. If you go to the website, you can see the Patreon button there. Click on it, and I'm telling you, for one cup of coffee a month, you can help the show. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, Greta Van Susteren apparently is parting ways with MSNBC. And I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't think she belonged there anyhow. I know she wasn't as hardcore conservative as some of the other people on Fox, but she's got some integrity. Okay, the lady has got some integrity, truth, and honor behind her. Why she went to MSNBC, I would never know. I never understood that. You know, why would you sully your name like that? So we wish her well and good luck, and I'm serious. We wish that she does better wherever she goes. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Also, I sent out a tweet today that started a little trouble. You know, all this outrage by the left, don't you love it? I mean, they're always outraged by something the president did. And I always get, you know, I used to say, look, they're mad at Trump because he said he wanted to grab female parts, but they never say anything about Mr. Clinton, who actually assaulted female parts. I mean, physically assaulted, you know, just look at him, physically assaulted female parts. And then today they're all upset about what Mr. Trump said to these two people that have been beating him. And not, look it, I'm not on board with all his tweets. I'm not on board with the way he puts his tweets down. These people have been pounding on him since January. All right? And I get, oh, he's the president, it's beneath him. I get all of that. You're going to use all that self-righteous garbage. A lot of you do that when you've done the same kind of things yourself, but because he's the president, he shouldn't be doing or even thinking about doing these things. I love all the Democrats that said he should come out and resign. Where were these Democrats when Billy Bob Clinton was staining that blue dress in the Oval Office? Where were these self-righteous, God-knowing Democrats then? They was nowhere to be found. You know that as well as I do. They could have cared left. Left? They could have cared left. Less. Well, it's kind of true. The left could have cared less. Anyway, so, you know, that's why the outrage, I said it the other night. I said it to somebody today on the left, made their head split. Racism means nothing anymore. You can't be a racist because we don't even know what the word means. You use it for everything. And I mean everything. So if racist has no real meaning, if homophobe has no real meaning, if Islamophobe has no real meaning, then what's the big whoop? Who cares? I don't care what you think. Anyway, but about time in Baltimore, you've now got businesses suing the city for the damages that were done during the riots. And man, do they have a case. Because you remember that the mayor of the city said, hey, I'll let them tear it up. They're just blowing off a little steam. Right? And they've got video to show the cops doing nothing. Now, you usually can't sue a city or a police department for this kind of stuff, especially when they're trying to do their job. But it was very obvious they weren't even trying to do their job. And maybe this is what needs to happen for some of these cities to get back on the stick again. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Maybe a city needs to get sued and lose. You know, in order for them to wake up and go, okay, they can blow off steam in jail. We'll arrest them all. Because they're not helping. They're just flat out not helping. That, what they're doing, hello, is not a good thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we're going to have David Fisher join us from Landmark Capital. Now, I love David because he lays down this stuff in plain, simple English. You don't have to beat your brains out to even guess at what he's saying. Because I don't know about you guys, but finances at times goes right over my head. I should say at times, almost all the time, it goes right over my head. And I'm always playing catch-up. So, again, I want to get back to it quickly. The businesses in Baltimore, they're going after the city of Baltimore, because of all the damage that was done in the 2015 riots. I think they have every right to. If I was a judge, I would tell them full speed ahead. There was a court filing of over 700 pages the other day that detailed exactly what happened to almost 80 businesses. They think the $6 million they paid out to the family was a lot of money? Hey, Elijah, where are you? This is Elijah Cummings' area. He never gets involved in this stuff. Anyway, Raleigh's Blake will do anything they can to keep people's minds off of her actual record as mayor of Baltimore. In a recent interview, she actually tries to appear optimistic as if she's just realizing that she has a job. 9 new buildings, some people, and some of these people are realizing that the ineffectiveness of another black leader in Baltimore has caused them some major issues. Hey, when we come back, David Fisher. We're going to talk about your money and how you can keep it in your pocket. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Huh, isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the polls, sign up for my email blast. Buy the book, buy the shirt. You can just do so much up there, including get the Apple and the Android app. Both apps will allow you to watch the show, interact with people on the show during the show. You can pick up the podcast, read the latest articles. Just a lot of things going on there. And like I said to you, I want to know. First of all, I want to know how much money you got. No, I'm kidding. I want you to know. Really, how to watch out for your money, how to take care of your family, how to make sure that you have enough money should we have a pop, a bubble, a bang, a retreat, whatever. You need to be informed. All right, let's welcome our friend David Fisher to the show. And David comes on every week and keeps us informed on what's going on in the financial world, what's going on in the real world with real money. And how to keep your finances safe, or matter of fact, how do you build and make sure that you're going to be able to take care of your family as the years go on. David is the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for having me, as always, on your program. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you know, what's really funny, and I can do it. I love making fun of the Italians because I am Italian and I know what they're like. So, but apparently the Italians are bailing out their banks, but two things. I know enough to know Italy's broke. That's number one. And number two is I thought they weren't going to go down this road.
Well, Italy obviously is in trouble, Joe, and you're correct in what your assessment is. They don't have any money, and they've been juggling balls, and now they're starting to drop. Let's walk down memory lane. Last year, in the last month of the year, December, Italy bailed out the oldest bank in the world, Monte dei Paschi, for $20.8 billion. First of all, the EU's guidelines was set up saying the country, the government, specifically here Italy, and all governments cannot bail out their own banks. That's one of the major guidelines or requirements that the EU has by joining into the EU. So that's why the EU has the ability to create bonds and has the ability to, you know, do what the Fed has done. So they don't want own governments bailing out their own banking industry. So they gave the look the other way last December. They're giving the second look, and probably won't be the last look, to bailing out two new banks, which are the ones that are actually in the wealthiest regions of Italy, in Venice area. And this is to the tune of $17 billion, that's probably just the start of it. But they're intervening in Banca Popolare di Vienza and Veneta Banca. I don't know if I'm pronouncing those right, but the European Commission did approve this plan after having several false starts and fudges and failed attempts to fix Italy's banking system.
Wow.
Looks like they might have finally have it, but, it's going to be a lot of money.
I'm always amazed at this. And again, I'm not the genius when it comes to finances. You are. And I look at what goes on in Europe, and I look at how you've got major countries, not companies, countries that don't have money. I mean, they're on paper, they're broke, and somehow they keep funding the EU bank. And the EU bank, that's why I keep joking with you. I say, we can never go broke because it's not real money. We're not running around with wheelbarrows full of money, running them over to each other's house to pay bills. They're just numbers on a piece of paper. I mean, technically, right?
Yeah, you're correct. They can create money out of thin air, and that's what they do. That's how you expand a currency. Do it too much, you're going to create a currency crisis. But that's definitely what they do, and all central banks are doing it like never before. And so time will tell how we're going to get out of this problem.
Yeah, very
because
scary.
The globe is in a debt structure that is unmanageable.
Well, the European markets in the middle of Sunday night, the gold took a $20 drop. It's kind of supposed to be a security blanket, is it not?
Well, yeah. We're going to tie these two together. I'm not hearing any gold company or any news source connect these two, but I find it amazing that the European news is needing to announce that Italy's going to have to bail out two major banks when they have no money. So where did the money come from? So either created out of thin air or they have to sell an asset. And I believe what I'm seeing happening here is there is, some people call it the fat finger or the Muppet syndrome, where, in other words, if you ever day trade, and I have, your fingers are moving very quickly on this keyboard, and there's a couple keys that are next to each other. One is if you're trading gold, and I've never traded gold electronically, day traded, that is, but there's a the theory is a junior trader, somebody not with a lot of experience, got confused between the ounce button and lot button. And so what happened in the European markets Sunday night, while we all were sleeping, while the European market was in full stride or warming up to be in full stride, gold went down in just a minute, $18. And so it was a $2 billion actual trade, 1.8 million ounces, when it was probably supposed to be around 18,000 ounces. So, because there's a difference between ounces and a lot. A lot is 100 times larger than the ounce button. So, to me, it appears to be a large commercial order that hit the market that pushed gold down. Nothing's changed in the fundamentals of gold, nor the technicals of gold. In fact, it was on Friday, the weekend before, gold was, if anything, poised to go up, not go down that drastically. But this is clearly a big commercial order selling. I think here's what happened, Joe, is Italy was selling a bunch of gold to raise capital to bail out their banking system because, you know, they don't have a central bank that they can just print money
right,
because they're part of the EU. So they had to sell an asset. This happens within just, you know, less than 5 hours of the bank announcement, maybe even less than 3 hours. So it's, I think that's where the money came from, and that explains what happened with gold. Gold recovered about half of that, and so it's not a big issue at all.
Well, you know, again, I've been touting people and telling them about it, so that's good news, right? So it's the Congressional Budget Office. Some people know this as the CBO, right? I love how they use all these acronyms and nobody really knows what they mean. It's supposed to come out with the numbers on the revised health care bill. And most people, as I said at the beginning, first let's do this real quick. What is the CBO? Tell people what the CBO is.
Well, the CBO stands for Congressional Budget Office. It was created by Congress in 1974 to scrutinize all legislation. What it does is it scores any bill that comes out of Capitol.
God, I'm listening to him. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. More with David Fisher on the other side of the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back, and I'm awake. God, you guys. If I'm leaning forward, I'm awake. When I'm leaning back, I'm gone. I'm yesterday's news. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. What's it doing? 5563. Let's get right back to, you know, again. Apparently, some people missed the whole gold conversation on the last one. And it's very important because gold is one of those secure precious metals. But don't listen to me, because I don't have a clue. I don't even have gold. Not because I don't want it. I just don't have it. But David does. Okay, so we're back with my buddy David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Always appreciate when he's on with me. And, you know, plain simple English, people. I don't even know what to call it. Financiers? You know, he doesn't speak that language, so we have to kind of guess at what things mean. In the last segment, we were talking about the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, what it does, why it's there. And, you know, David, tell us why we can trust it. I mean, can we trust them?
Well, it depends on if you're Republican or Democrat. You know, when the Obamacare originally came out, the CBO tore it to shreds, basically. And Democrats who loved the CBO previous to this said the CBO has lost its mind, they're wrong, they got their numbers wrong, and the Republicans were saying, you need to listen to the CBO. So now that we have a Republican president, and he wants to revise the healthcare system, and he puts together the House puts together a bill to revise Obamacare, and the numbers that they put forward and the bill they put forward, the Democrats don't love it, don't like it at all. And they say, let's wait till the Congressional Budget Office comes out with the numbers. And the Republicans say, it doesn't matter what the CBO says, they're usually wrong. Except for they were right originally with Obamacare. So the CBO comes out here on Wednesday and it says, and I predicted 15 to 22 million over a decade would not have insurance, would be uninsured. And 22 million is the actual number by the CBO. So more than 22 million Americans will be uninsured in the coming decade under the new plan, which is almost as bad as Obamacare. Obamacare is $23 million. So it's crazy. But the CBO, it has a very good track record. I have some stats on it if we want to go more in depth on it. But it really depends on, you know, which side of the fence you're on, whether you like it or not. But historically, it's never been 100% right, but it's probably the most closest in the track record in any third-party entity out there.
Well, you know, David, the problem I have is they don't really put the information out properly. Not so much in numbers. You know, when you say 24, and I just wrote a piece on this week, so that's why I got the information fresh in my head. But, you know, when you say 24 million people are going to lose their insurance, you know, I went down the numbers and said, it's really not 24 people losing their insurance, if you would. You know, subsidies are changing. You know, they can now choose to have the insurance as opposed to being forced to have the insurance. So it's a convoluted number. And the other joke I made was, if only 19 million people ultimately signed up for it, how could 24 million people lose? I mean, that's government math, isn't it?
Well, who knows what the real number is?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You really never know what these people, you know, because if Obama gave you a number, you know, 99 million people signed up for his wonderful, glorious health care plan, you know. But when you look at the actual numbers that came down and people that were lost their businesses, you know, small businesses that could no longer offer it because they couldn't afford it, A or B, their plans didn't fit into it. It's just a very gray, convoluted number. So I don't know how the CBO can say that many people were going to lose insurance. Whatever. It's just one of those things. One of my pet peeves.
Let me comment on that, because the CBO under Obamacare, they predicted that Americans under 65, that 11% would be uninsured. The actual number came out 10% of Obamacare uninsured people. So, I mean, they're really very close on that number of who will not be insured through Obamacare. I don't know if they're going to be really close on this, right. But here's the point, I think. Having a national healthcare system, our country has never intended to do this. It is something we feel compassionate about, and I get that. But it's such a huge task, and I don't know if a Democrat environment can get it right. Obviously, they couldn't. And I don't know if a Republican environment can get it right. But I would hope a Democratic and Republican environment together could get it right. That's what I want. And that's not what we're getting.
No.
A working Congress.
I heard, and I know we usually don't go down these lines, but I heard a couple of Republican congressmen talking about a health care plan because, you know, the basic part of the health care plan is that people don't go to the doctors for regular checkups because they can't afford it, you know, which would ward off a lot of the bigger problems. And they were talking about making a deal with a retailer like, I don't know, just everybody loves Walmart, right? Anyway, you know, like a Walmart or a Walgreens or what have you across the country, because they're within accessible driving / bus range of any major city. So, you know, work out something where maybe the government helps cover or offset costs for regular physicals, basic medicines, you know, those kind of things. Instead of those things being an emergency room trip, those people wait and they go to the emergency room, and it taxes everybody. It hurts everybody, ultimately. But, that, you know, the medical Affordable Care Act is a whole show in and of itself alone. You know what I'm saying? So, but let's move on to Canada. Our buddies to the north, love these guys. Anyhow, they just, and you'd think they would know better after all this, they recently just written their own bail-in laws. I mean, do they not get it, or is this going to be their only way out?
Well, for people who say, I don't buy the you know, there's a bail-in that they can do that. I don't see where that is. Canada is now added to the mix that is preparing for bail-in. Whether they will do it or not, nobody knows. Just like right. We don't know if America will. But, you know, a little update, and I've talked about this last year, but in their April 2016 budget, they actually implemented a bail-in regime in Canada for what we call systemically important banks. They introduced this in their budget. and was a part of their 2016 budget.
All right.
So
systemically important banks.
So there must be there's some banks that are not that important, or at least they're not systemic enough to cause problems. So, but last Friday, Canada, the Canadian Department of Finance proposed new rulings on Friday limiting support for potential bailouts of the nation's bank. This is, you know, Canada's nation. So they put three proposals together, and which are actually they're wanting to create through three new regulations in addition to what they already implemented. One sets out the scope of the liabilities on banks. The other one sets out requirements for those banks. And the third one updates the process providing compensation to shareholders and creditors. Check that one out, Joe. In other words, when they seize your money, how will you be compensated? Okay. So, you know, that's what is a very misunderstood thing about the bail-in. All bail-ins, except for the third, fourth, and fifth time they did it in Greece, they were compensated with something. And this is why there was not revolting, except for, you know, like they did it multiple times in Greece. That's why you saw the rioting in Greece. But all these other countries, there was always something given back to the citizen. And here you have the laws in Canada, which is a mirror image of our laws. We have something in our country called the bail-in laws that are now set up. But they do give us something back when they seize a big portion of our money. It's a government bond, or they call it a government retirement annuity, GRA, in our country. So here you have Canada following the same guidelines of what we've set up in our country.
Wow. I you know, this stuff just constantly amazes me. Listen, we got to go. We got to take a quick break here, too. And you know, there's so much going on in the finance world. There's so much happening out there right now. I'm hearing about real estate bubbles. I'm hearing, you know, about how fragile still the American economy is. And it is. It still is fragile. You know, we hear about housing starts being down and all that other fun, not fun, but all the other issues that are going on in the economy. I hear credit card debt is up. It's not good when credit card debt starts to rise as a whole with consumers. Not necessarily a good thing. It doesn't mean they're buying goods and services that they need and want. Sometimes they're just tired of waiting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Fisher will be back with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well? Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just jump right back into it, because I really want you to hear the rest of what David has to say. We're probably going to run out of time because it was an extended interview. I tried to answer some of your questions, but look, if you have questions about these issues, give David a call at Landmark Capital. And it's 855, I'm not going to give it to you now. I'll give it to you at the end, I promise, all right? But give him a call if you have your questions, listen through, and I will put the full podcast up at the end of the show or shortly thereafter. Listen, get your notepad out. All right, so let me bring him back on again because I don't want to waste his time, and I love when he's on with me. I've got David Fisher on, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always get great information from him. And you guys need to know, you know, some of this stuff. I know you're going, okay, what do I need to know that for? Well, you got to know the nuances of what's going on, whether it's in the market, the finance world, how the banks are going to operate. So you know what to do with your money. You know whether to bury it. Well, I guess they don't even have tin coffee cans anymore, but bury it in a plastic coffee can out back or, you know, in your backyard or whatever it is that you're going to do. But David, first of all, thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you do.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely, Joe.
So should I use plastic or tin to bury the stuff in the backyard? So now, over the last 6 weeks, you've talked a lot, you know, almost every week about highly respected hedge fund managers or CEO warnings about a coming crash. I mean, really, what are we looking at? I mean, tell me what you think is going to happen.
Well, we've gone, the last correction in the market was 2007, and we typically have one every 7 years. So we're in 2017. We're 3 years past a correction, and it's at all-time highs, except for today. It's off. The Dow is off the biggest yesterday and then today. So we'll see where it closes. But they're showing signs of a correction, and it's highly overinflated, the price per earnings ratio. In other words, a number that assesses how much earnings should a company be making compared to the price of that stock. It's overly inflated. The numbers are, in fact, they're overly inflated so much they're saying this is the new norm, is what Wall Street's trying to have us believe. So,
The overinflation numbers, we're always going to see them as overinflated?
Well, no, no. What I'm saying is that there's a P&E ratio, a price per earnings ratio, the price of the stock compared to the earnings of the company. And it's a mathematical equation. The normal should be in like 11.5 to 13.5. We're at 19 right now. So in other words, they're saying that 19 is the new norm. It's like, okay, come on.
Shoot me.
what they're trying to do is saying, okay, you remember Joe, when we were young, a piece of bubble gum used to cost 5 cents all day long.
I'm not, no, David, I'm not that young. It's 10 cents when I was young.
Okay, yeah. ten cents. I don't think you can buy a stick of gum for 10 cents anymore.
God, there we go.
You know, a gallon of gas was 25 cents, yep, or 50 cents.
Oh, I remember that.
But the new norm is $3 a gallon. So, that's in essence what's happening. They're trying to, you know, condition us for higher prices in stock by creating a different yardstick. But people are coming out again every week. Even the Fed came out. The San Francisco Federal Reserve President John Williams said the stock market seems to be running pretty much on fumes, quote unquote.
Running on fumes? Oh, that makes me feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah. This is the Fed saying this. Quote, it's something that clearly is a risk to the U.S. economy. Some correction is there. End quote. Another person comes out. Another company comes out called the BIS, Bank of International Settlements. This is the central banks of all banks, of all central banks. And they're saying a new financial crisis is brewing, and it could hit with vengeance. So it says, quote, with a vengeance, and in the end may come to resemble more closely to a financial boom gone wrong. In other words, don't get fooled. This financial boom could just go wrong. Others are coming out. Hedge fund manager, a new one, came out this week, and he runs One River Asset Management. He's the chief investment officer from this prominent hedge fund, Eric Peters, and he's going out, and he's probably pinning the tail on the donkey closely than anybody. He's calling for a massive correction in the next 8 months. As a result of all this, other big companies are chiming in. Citi, check this out, Joe. Citi, JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs are now urging their clients to go to cash. And legendary investor Jim Rogers, the guy who wears the funny bow ties, that's what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, who's 74 years old, been through and seen a lot, he's predicting a market crash in the next few years. He says one that will rival anything he's ever seen in his lifetime. He's saying the Fed is now clueless and they're setting us up for a disaster. He goes on and says that it's going to be serious stuff. We've had financial problems in America, but every 4 to 7 years, and now since the Republic has started, we've had a correction. But he says, get ready. This is going to be the mother load of all. And he is saying that you're going to see, like you saw before, companies like Lehman Brothers, who have been around for over 150 years, gone. Not even a memory to most people now. You're going to see a lot more of that next time around, whether it's a museum, hospitals, or university, or financial firms. Our country will fail. This is a very, he's not a doomsdayer, that's the funny thing, and he's not a gold guy, but he's saying it's all messed up right now. And he refers to the debt of our country, similar things that I've been talking about. You know, the debt bubble in 2008 was $147 trillion globally. It's 200 and that popped.
I'm just looking at this thinking, my God, we, you know, David, I know this isn't part, usually part of our conversation, but we're getting at a point where it's you're not going to be able to pay this off. We the GNP isn't there.
You're right.
How do you, what ultimately do we default or we go side? I mean, how do they fix this?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Joe. Now the debt is $217 trillion internationally, globally. So, you know, this is why I wrote this white paper called The Bail-In. They either got a default, they either got to inflate our way out of this. If they default, stocks will be hammered, gold will go up. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm just saying we're not.
No, this is
we're ignoring the debt. The
yeah.
problem, and we're just creating more debt to pay for the debt.
My
God. And that's the structure. And, you know, people have said this decades ago that eventually it's going to catch up. And, you know, the clock is moving faster in this catch-up phase. And now I've never seen as much people come out back-to-back week after week that are very, very well-respected, very well-experienced, well-versed people in the financial realm that has nothing to do with gold are saying these things that I've been saying on your radio program and other national radio programs saying it's going to catch up. And now they're coming out. And they're saying, get ready. It's going to happen in the next, one saying 8 months, the other one is saying 2 years. And the other companies, like the International Settlements, Bank of International Settlements, are not putting a timeline on, but they're saying in the near future. So we either got a default, we got a bail in, we got a inflate. Combination there.
I'm laughing because, you know, when you go to, if you file for bankruptcy, right, which is a federal thing, they force you, before you can file, they force you to go through a training class, a financial training class, so you don't get in trouble again by spending more money than you have, right? You think maybe the government should go through their own financial training class at some point in time? This is craziness.
It is. It exemplifies a couple of things. 2008, we never recovered from it. We never fixed it. And it's just a matter of time before it gets in front of our face again. But this time it's going to be horrific. And, you know, we got to reset the system. And this is, they're just trying to keep it together enough to let the system reset itself.
Right.
But it's not working because when foreigners start to walk away from owning our debt called treasury bills, and that's what the start of this has happened 4 years ago, that's when the nails financially in our coffin changes. America's not going away, Joe.
No, I know.
Rome didn't go away. They just fell from grace. They fell from their power. And if we don't watch how we're handling all this, which we're not watching it, it's just a matter of time. Things will change, and we might not have the world reserve currency status anymore, and we might have a big sell-off in the dollar. This will cause much higher prices in gold across the globe. And this is why I say diversify before you're forced into the market, before they forced.
He always says diversify. So if you want to hear the rest of this, you're going to have to come back later on. You're going to have to pick up the podcast. You can find it up on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. But David is not, he's not a doomsayer. He's just letting you know what's being talked about in the market, what they're looking at. There has been some predictions that you made over the last 3 or 4 years that have come true. They've actually happened in the European markets, other places. So it's just a matter of you having the information you need to be able to keep your money and your family safe. Anyway, come back in the next hour. We got a couple of really crazy stories. Accidental gay parents show that there's not one path to creating a family, and they ended up pregnant. I don't understand. And a GOP operative, it seems, may have been working with General Flynn to come up with Hillary's erased email. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.